One in Christ from Galatians, the third chapter. Paul wants them to think about how they first received the Spirit. Was it by works of the law? Or did you, by your believing, receive the Spirit? Why would you think that after you have already received the Holy Spirit, you would turn back to the flesh? Paul is teaching them that they have received what God offers to Abraham, the blessing of God. The people of Galatia, adopted into the family of Abraham because they believe what they have been told by Paul and the disciples. They have heard the good news of Jesus Christ and have been witnesses of the resurrection. They are children of Abraham by faith because that is what God told Abraham, and in faith, Abraham believed God. According to Paul, the law was in place as a disciplinarian until Christ comes and reveals faith. So we are justified by faith. Because faith has come, Paul says we no longer are subject to a disciplinarian, for in Christ Jesus, we are children of God through faith. Our baptism into Christ has clothed us in Christ. Therefore, we all belong to Christ and are offspring of Abraham's and heirs according to the promise. No longer are they Jew or Greek, no longer slave or free. There is no longer male or female, for all are one in Christ, according to Galatians 3. We are also adopted by Christ in our baptism, and offspring of Abraham and heirs according to the promise of blessing from God. We have life in Christ's death and resurrection, sent to love one another just as Christ has first loved us. It is the command of Jesus for us to go and baptize all nations, making them disciples of Jesus Christ, and we are to teach them all the commandments of Jesus. Those commands we teach are to love the Lord our God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength, and the second is to love our neighbor as ourselves. Jesus says, "Do this, and you shall live." This is what we do as followers of the one who gave his life for us, Jesus Christ, the one who is the open gate to salvation. Amen. Let us pray. Faithful deliverer, you have chosen us to receive salvation by faith, not by the works of our hands. Deliver us then from the law and free us from the bondage of sin, so that with our hands we might serve you in purity of joy and respond to your goodness, for the sake of Jesus Christ, the open gate, who is all goodness. Amen.